seeking the living among the dead. He is risen. By Jason Sararsky. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Luke 24:5 through 7. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.'" Why do you seek the living among the dead? Within the wonder, glory, and excitement that surrounds the resurrection of Christ, this question is the heart of the gospel. It is what drives our faith and gives us hope in a dark world. Resurrection Sunday celebrates the most important moment in all of history, the moment death was defeated and hope became alive, the day that those seeking death found life eternal. For me, it also holds a personal significance. I was baptized on an Easter morning at the age of 7. Although many memories from that time are fuzzy, that memory remains vibrant and real. I remember being enveloped by the water and experiencing the rush of air as I emerged, raised to new life. I remember knowing full well what it all meant, that just as Jesus rose from the dead, I was now being raised to a new and fulfilling life. At the age of 7, I understood all of that. What I didn't yet understand was the true fullness of the ancient question, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" I didn't grasp all that it meant to the women who heard it, what it meant to 7-year-old me, and what it means to all of us. The question occurs in Luke 24, which begins on a down note. At the end of chapter 23, Jesus was dead, which meant that hope was dead. A group of women had come to his tomb to anoint the body for a proper burial. Their friend had died an undeserved, agonizing death and had not even been buried properly. They were now seeking to give a dead man that one last honor. They were not seeking a miracle. They were not seeking a fulfillment of prophecy. They were not seeking to hear from angels or to be the first on earth to proclaim the gospel of a risen Savior. They were merely in a cemetery seeking a dead man. As things turned out, they never anointed the body, as there was no body to anoint. Just as angels appeared to proclaim his birth, an angel now appeared to proclaim his resurrection. Yet this proclamation came in the form of a question. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Jesus was alive, and all of heaven already knew what the earth did not. While we wept, heaven rejoiced. Yet we still make the same horrible mistake. Instead of seeking the living, instead of trusting and following the risen Savior and the abundant life he alone can deliver, we seek truth and life and hope among what is dead and decaying. The angelic words proclaimed, "He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.'" Then they remembered his words. Luke 24:6-8. Like them, we often forget his words and have to be reminded. We trust in those who say, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. We trust in luck. We trust in governments and ideas and our own flawed logic when the truth of God is staring us in the face, telling us we are in the wrong spot, seeking the wrong thing. We wander around tombs and failed human wisdom when the Son of God is alive and working in our midst. To this day, no one can say with complete certainty where the angel met these women with that question. No one can point to a spot with unwavering certainty and say, "This is where it happened." There are two spots that claim to be the place, but no one really truly knows. There is a reason for this. Jesus wasn't there for very long. After the women came away from the tomb rejoicing, celebrating, bringing the greatest news that has ever been brought to anyone anywhere, it simply didn't matter. Death had been defeated, and Jesus is forever alive.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of, too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.